morning, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny and Mary Jane.
Hi, ladies.
Hello, Benny.
Hey.
Benny, I was a little distracted earlier. That's why I had a little hiccup in my laugh there. For those of you who are new to the Mary J. Max Show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She does the TAPS system. It's a form of muscle testing the body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies are. She then recommends a whole food nutrition product, which you take, gets into your body, repairs, supports, and brings your body back into balance. As you all know, when your body's out of balance, you feel sluggish, not happy, create all kinds of health problems. Also, emotional problems play into that. And today we're going to be talking about, are your health issues holding you back from who you are meant to be? So at this time, oh, I forgot. Mary Jane has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She's been doing this since 1992. And for those of you who don't know, she is my mother. And she's going to be taking your calls this morning. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, it could be about yourself, family member, a pet. She does pets. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Mary Jane.
Hello.
We're all kind of.
It's a dramatic introduction.
It's very.
It's just so inspiring, Nancy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
A little
thank
rough
you.
This morning.
Yeah.
Traffic has me a little bit settled.
Getting back to what I do is, again, a form of kinesiology, muscle testing. And I follow a system, the Accelerated Performance System. And every time I check you or anyone, whether you're in my office or it's by phone, I do the same thing. The system is I'm going through your body and I'm checking everything on the left side of your body, the center of your body, the right side of your body. And your body will tell me, and that means specifically all the organs in your body in those areas. And your body will tell me in order exactly what your priorities are. And I'm also checking your brain for nutritional imbalances as well as emotional. And as you know, that all things are emotionally based. I also check your structure to see how you are, your alignment is. I may refer you to a chiropractor or body work. In my office, I also do cranial release technique, which is an amazing technique to balance your cranial bones and also your body, which helps with emotions and physically, whatever is going on with you. So what I do is I have a lot of fun. And when people come in, you could talk about the physical, what's going on. I mean, I can tell them exactly what's going on physically. And then I might ask them what's going on with them emotionally. And because remember, every emotion is stored in a particular organ, whether it's your liver is anger, your gallbladder's resentment, kidneys fear, bladder's ticked off, spleen is self-esteem.
Heart
is sadness. Lungs are grief. Stomach are disgust. So all those things, when you experience an emotion, whatever it is that's related to that, the energy gets stored in the organ. And when that energy becomes so strong, you repeat that same emotion. Every time you repeat and hear that same emotion or experience the same emotion, that energy gets stronger until eventually that's when you when you have physical symptoms. So the physical symptoms are basically kind of a red flag to look at what's going on in your life. And if you just keep treating the physical and not look at what's really causing it, you will keep experiencing the same thing till you deal with it.
And lucky for you, Mary Jane's able to, she has a technique where she's able to go in and identify the emotion. And a lot of time your clients are surprised because you can go back, you'll muscle test. You can go back like 5 years, something happened, and a lot of your clients will go, oh, well, this happened. So it's pretty amazing stuff that you're able to do.
Exactly. And usually, like with cancer or more serious illnesses, those go back usually 5 years. Something happened 4, 5, 6 years, and you could pinpoint exactly what it was. And then you look at it differently. It's like the experience that you had and how that how you felt that and were never able to let it go. And so it was still like festering. And that's what causes the disease and the illness. And the more you take it in and hold on to it, for example, like say women with cancer, breast cancer, you could look back 5 years or 6 years, and often they've had a divorce or their husband's had an affair or something has happened to them. Their self-esteem has just been wiped out, but they took that in and they never worked it through. So now that it's, they're stuck in that. They never get over it. They could be a little bitter over it. They might not think they are, but down deep they are. And then they start having more serious problems.
Well, yeah. I mean, an affair or divorce that can bring on sadness and resentment and fear. I mean, all the emotions. So I could see how that throws your body into a complete upheaval. But once you identify those emotions, that's the beginning of actually letting them go. So once you're able to identify, you've taken the first step as to letting go of that emotion to start your healing process.
And letting go is a
not
journey.
Easy.
It's a journey. It's, I mean, you could have family issues. You could have friend issues. You could have, you know, for example, you could have family members that are ill. And you're always trying to fix them and help them be better and do things for them. However, that's not your job. That your job is to be there and support, but not try and fix or change anybody else. And when you do that, then that usually will make the situation worse. And then that person becomes resentful who you're trying to help, and they don't get better, but everything is out of balance. And so that process of being able to let go and let them do their own journey, it's an everyday, maybe many times a day, reminder for yourself of how you do it. I mean, for example, when you think you've done it and you say you've got a family member that's sick and you think you've worked on letting them go, and then all of a sudden you say, after all I've done for them, and they just never really appreciated it. Well, that's not letting go.
Yeah.
That's not letting go. No matter what you've done, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do all along. Maybe you thought it was, but it may not have been. So those are the things that are important to let go of.
And how do we begin to let go of those?
How do we let go? Well, you have to make the conscious decision, and you have to you got to visualize yourself. It's all about you really standing in your power. And when you're in that frequency, I might say, or you're trying to do things for other people that really are not what you're supposed to be
doing. It's not your job.
It's not your job. Your job is to take care of yourself and step into your own power, and all these things really keep you from doing that. They keep you from being who you were meant to be.
Well, I think we unconsciously stay in that role, so maybe some of us are afraid to be who we're meant to be.
Well, that's when you, like people with health issues, you could use that for an excuse. I can't do this because I don't feel good. I have fibromyalgia, I have this, whatever it is. And those can be excuses for not dealing with the emotion and looking at, well, what do you really want in your life? What is it that gives you joy? It's like you have to make a list. You can't keep this going around in your head. And it's just even like the people that in your family or whoever that is, you just write the letter. You write them a letter and tell them how you feel. And you get everything out, and then every day you read it, and the fourth day you burn it. It's about getting things out that keep going around in your head, your self-talk that just drives you crazy and doesn't help you.
Yeah, the self-talk always keeps us stuck and suppressed.
And that's part of that letting go thing. As you're working on letting go, you really have to pay attention to the words you use. Because those words, it's like, I really am trying to let go. I am really working on letting go. You have to reaffirm, I am letting go.
Yeah, not really trying, not yeah, I am. That goes back to our I am statements again that we've talked about many, many times. So writing it down is a way of bringing it in to
exactly.
your reality.
And take time to sharpen that pencil and write your I am statements. Because when you first go to do that, sometimes it's hard to even come up with five things. Like, I am wonderful, I'm happy, I'm beautiful. Those things, sometimes when people go to write it, they say, I can't even think of what I am. So it's like, light a candle and then start the pen flowing. And then you may not think of many things at one time, but you have to keep going back to it.
And keep adding to it every day. Okay, once again, Mary Jane is taking your calls. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
You know I used to be alright. two-step all night. Then you spin me round and catch me laughing as the sun would rise.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with the awesome Benny and, of course, the wonderful Mary Jane. And today we're talking about, are your health issues holding you back from who you are meant to be? And we're going to go to the phones and talk to Carmen in New York. Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi. Not feeling well today.
Oh, well, you called. You're in the right place. You're in the right place. What's your question for Mary Jane?
I want to know what causes my chronic dizziness.
Your chronic what?
And dizziness.
How can I get rid of it? Dizziness. Oh,
dizziness.
And I need to get rid of it.
How long have you had it?
It almost seems like I've had it my whole life. It's just gotten worse recently.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's bad.
Okay. So the first thing I pick up right now, what's going on with you, you've got a backed up gallbladder and bile duct. How's your digestion?
Not always that great.
Yeah.
Suffered my whole life too.
Yeah. See that? So when your gallbladder and your bile duct are backed up, you're not getting the bile into your digestive system to digest and absorb your food, break down your food. But when your gallbladder, it's a two, that is backing up your adrenals, and your adrenals are a two, and that's causing the dizziness. So it's the low adrenals because you got heavy sludge in that gallbladder. So the first thing you have to do, and how old are you?
I'm 53.
Yeah, you've had this a long time. Sometimes people are born with gallbladder and bile duct issues. You're born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies. It can get better on and off and not always be as bad. But that's the first thing you have to clear in order to take the path to work on the dizziness. So then you clear your gallbladder. Like if you call our office and we could put you on a program to do that. And then you check the adrenals and make sure the adrenals come back and your adrenals don't stay in low gear, because that's the other piece of why you're dizzy. So when your adrenals give your heart adrenaline, make your heart strong and steady. Right now, your whole body is just very tired. Do you feel tired?
Exactly. Yes. I've been home for 2 days, just not feeling well and just blah. Yes.
Yeah. You need to call our office and get an appointment, because you totally can change that and start feeling good and get some energy. As soon as you get the gallbladder and the bile duct, the liver, everything working, then your energy comes back. It's not a mystery. You start to feel better, and you've probably felt like this so long that you're used to it.
You're used to it and you're tired of it.
Exactly. Very tired. I need to live.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's not that complicated. Give us a call and we'll take care of you and get you on the right program. Then we monitor you to make sure that everything's working and you're coming out of it. And then eventually get you on a program to stabilize you and keep you that way. So Nancy will give you the office number.
Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232.
And then we'll also help you looking at what's going on with you emotionally that's holding you back here. That you've had this so long.
Okay, Carmen, how does that sound?
Okay.
We'll get you
sounds wonderful.
All right. Mary Jane will get you feeling better before the holidays show up. You'll have so much energy.
God, that'd be a blessing.
Yes. So it's quick and easy to take care of. Thank you, Carmen.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. All right. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And again, the gallbladder comes up all the time. And reasons for your gallbladder getting congested are the foods we eat, your favorite, the drains, the toxins that come up from the drains.
Emotions. Emotions are big. Emotions is resentment. Liver is anger. And it's like things that, and it could be little things that happen to you all the time. It doesn't have to be like one big major event. It's like you resent having to go to work. You resent having to do everything for the kids. You resent just things that you feel you're taking advantage of. So it's about looking, but you're storing it and making yourself sick. And we want to turn that around. And that's why when we do the muscle testing, we could figure out exactly where it's coming from. And that really actually helps clear it faster and you get better faster.
Exactly.
When you clear the emotion.
And it's quick, easy, and simple. And at the top of the hour, I don't know if I mentioned, but Mary Jane has clients all over the United States. So you don't have to live in Washington State in order to get an appointment with her because she's able to work her magic over the phone. So
even locally, people, like when the weather's bad and they don't want to drive or they don't want to get in traffic, I have so many clients even locally now that just call in because mostly because of the traffic.
Yeah, the traffic is horrific, especially today on this lovely, blistery day. Okay.
Exactly. But not New York. It's nice.
And New York is having like unusually warm weather, so one of my favorite places as well.
All right. So, again, it's about standing. You know, when people come in, the big thing we talk about is what's going on with them and what that really means. Like sometimes you just want to, when things are not going right, you just want to get a warm blanket and cover yourself up and not think about it, not deal with it. What I call that is what you're doing is moving away from your power. It's like everything is pulling you back into this dark hole all the time. And what the universe is trying to do with bringing these, the physical conditions up or other issues up, even structural issues can be emotional. What they're trying to do is push you to get your attention to look at what's going on so you could step into your power. And I describe that as you're standing in this dark area and then right in front of you is all this bright light and sunshine and beauty. And that's the direction you're supposed to be, the universe. That's your journey, your destiny. You're not supposed to be sick and not feel good and not be happy and not have money. That's not what it's meant to be for you. It's what you create and you think you deserve. If you think you deserve that, that's exactly what you're going to have. So it's about creating your destiny. What is it that you really want? If you could have anything, what would that look like? And you couldn't fail, and money was no object. Get your pen and start writing. What would that picture look like? Because sometimes we never even go there or think of it because we don't think we deserve it, and you do.
And the possibilities are endless. So
that goes with relationship, and also asking for money is not a bad thing. So when you're doing your list, you ask for abundance. When you're asking for somebody in a relationship, you could put all those things in there, abundance, whatever it is that you want. And that's how you will. The clearer you are, the more likely you are to attract that into your life.
Exactly. Be specific. We've talked about that numerous times. You have to be very specific.
And clear. Specific and clear.
Exactly. Well, we have a... a family member who had was looking for a relationship and was attracting all these, I'll say in a nice way, losers. And but she had done her list, but she wasn't specific. And as soon as she turned that around and got real specific with her list, good things happened. So
totally turned it around immediately.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It doesn't have to take a long time for things to turn around. It can turn around just like that.
When you turn around, it turns around.
So it doesn't have to be this long, drawn-out process.
Now, with this person, it was so clear. She kept attracting people that were in debt or had no money or
rude.
Yeah, just the wrong. And then she went back and did her list, and she realized her list was not that good. So I told her to sharpen her pencil and redo it. And she did. And when she lit a candle and redid it, and she said as soon as she redid that list, she felt different. She felt better. She knew now she knew what she really wanted. And I told her just refresh that every day and or every few days, whatever it takes to keep making it clearer and clearer.
So,
and you know, that's what sports people do. That's what football players do. They see what they want, or they see that play over and over and over again till it's clear, a golfer, till they could do it easily, and it's part of them.
So, yeah, practice makes perfect. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you want to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
I want you to know that it's our time. You and me bleed the same light. I want you to know.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Many of us have been overwhelmed when we discover how powerful we truly are. We really can change things. When we set an intention and move in a direction, we uncover the blocks, the fear, and the agreements that until now we have believed would keep us safe and preserve the status quo. What if today you allow that power, allow that moment, and that overwhelm? Just sit with it as long as you can. Need help? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio. Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane and Benny. Thank you for the awesome music, Benny. And we are talking about, are your health issues holding you back from being who you're meant to be? So we've talked about emotions, nutrition,
Your health issues have to be dealt with, but it's like when you look at those health issues, again, it's what are they really about? And it's like if the same thing is popping up all the time, or say you're having accidents all the time, you're tripping and falling, you're having little car fender benders, all those things have meaning to them. It's like, what are they really about? The universe is trying to get your attention. And you would just have to look at what that is for you. For everyone, it's different.
And it's not always easy trying to figure that
out. So we can easily work on the physical, the nutritional when you come in, and we work with that, but we also work with the emotional and the structural. So we're looking at your whole body and putting things together so that you could step into your power and be who you're meant to be.
Have what you're
That's
meant
what
to have.
Everything is.
That's what everyone wants. We all want that, but some of us, we don't know how to take the first step and achieve it, or we seem to get knocked down and pushed back. And when that does happen, if you go to buy a new house and your offer isn't accepted, well, that's the universe's way of saying that's not the house for you. Don't
exactly.
get discouraged. Pick yourself up. Go and look for a different house, or it could be a different relationship. It could be anything. Don't take it as a negative. Take it as there's something better.
There's always something better. When you lose your job or even get pushed out of a job, remember there's always something better. And sometimes you won't leave that job, so the universe has to push you out of it. So things aren't always bad when they happen. You have to look at why they're happening and what that means for you.
You have to look at the positive instead of the negative. Because
exactly.
It could be very traumatic. It could be, you know, losing a job, having a relationship end, you know.
It's a major wake-up call. It's like you've already missed your opportunities for paying attention to what's going on. So when the universe pushes you, it will nudge you. And then if you don't listen, it slams you. It gives you a big push. You don't want to wait till that happens. You want to start paying attention to those little nudges and look at what is it really about.
And Mary Jane can help do that.
You could tap into your body and figure out exactly what it is, who it is.
And again, like with Carmen, your health issues don't have to be this huge, horrific thing. I mean, they could be little things. It could be you just don't have enough energy. You're feeling sluggish. It could be the dizziness. It could, you know, people could have eczema or rashes. All those things can be taken care of quickly and easily. Given the Mary Jane tapping into your emotions and testing to find out where those things are coming from, because they don't always come from where we think they come from.
No, not at all. Often people will pop in it with exactly what it is, and other times they just can't even imagine what it could be. However, the body doesn't lie. So then you just have to think about it and see what pops in.
Your body has all the answers. You just need to. You have Mary Jane, who actually is able to get in and your body is able to tell her exactly what needs to be taken care of.
So it's you taking time to write down what do you want in your life for you? Who do you want to become? What gives you joy and passion? What type of work do you want to do? If you have no idea, how can you attract that to you? So you have to, and you may not know what it is, and that's why you have to write things down, listen to good tapes like Wayne Dyer, There's all kinds of great motivational tapes. And when you're, like Nancy's talking about, you fall off the wet, you're doing good, then you kind of drop back. You've got to have tapes in your car and things to listen to all the time, because you have to have a reminder of where you're going, because your habits are so good from where you've been, it's easy to fall back there.
It's true. And I'd like to say that Oprah and Deepak Chopra have a these classes, or they're like podcasts, and you can sometimes sign up for those for free, and then you can actually go in and purchase them. But there's one starting up at the end of the month. I apologize. I don't know what the topic is, but there was one that your beliefs create your reality. And it's like 30 days, and each one is a meditation with some talking about your beliefs. What you believe about yourself creates your reality. So that's just another.
There are so many good books and so many good programs out there that are easy to find.
Yeah, this one is the Chopra Center. So
exactly.
If you go to the Chopra Center, he's got, there's several different meditations that are fantastic that you can either listen to for free or you can purchase them. But
and Louise Hay. Louise Hay. All the great people are with Louise Hay, so there's lots of information to get for you there.
Again, quick and easy. Want things that are quick and easy. You don't have to make this difficult and hard and long and drawn out. You don't have to suffer. We're not meant to suffer.
No, and it's like, what kind of impact do you want to make on your life and others? That's all part of that. It's all part of creating that reality and be who you're meant to be and write down. Often people think, well, I can't do that. You could do anything you want to do if you really put your mind to it. I mean, if it's out of your scope, but when usually you're going to come up with exactly what you might want to do. And so there's little steps to be able to get there.
Oops.
So have fun with it. It's like I tell people, this is not a, just have fun with it. Make it a game. Every day, just brighten yourself up and think of, write things down. And when you wake up in the morning, think about what your day is going to look like for you.
Yeah, your intention. So if you kind of play out what you want your day to be, and stay focused on that, that's how it'll be.
And it starts, too, with having a healthy environment. And so remember the healthy environment, like now closing up your houses. Talk a little bit about that. When you close up your houses in the fall, and then you get out the blankets and the different heavy covers. I've had a lot of people come in who are sneezing, runny noses, having like allergy type things. And often it's just from people buying new blankets or bringing out their old blankets or having them on the beds. And they need to be thrown in the dryer and freshened up. Some people have a sanitizer on their dryer. That's good. Or even just throwing them in the dryer, you get the dust out of them. And same with the pillows. If you can wash them, of course, wash them. Because those things, when they're dusty and dirty, that's when you go to bed at night, you'll sneeze, have runny nose, feel like you're getting a cold. So keep your environment clean, especially for the kids. Wash the stuffed animals, or if they're not washable, throw them in the dryer, sanitize them. And that makes a big difference with the kids putting these animals, especially little babies, putting them close to their nose and breathing in the, of them can be pretty bad.
I'm sure there's small children out there everywhere that has that one blanket, that one stuffed animal that goes with them everywhere. And we know that that nice little animal or blanket has hit the floor, whether it be at home or out and about. So it's just a reminder, like Mary Jane said, sanitize, freshen
it up. Yeah,
put
them in one of the nylon bags, the small bags, and put them in the washer to wash them that way, because I know some of those blankets can get pretty threadbare washing them, and you want to keep them as intact as you can so that they last the duration. I remember my daughter Kelly, her blanket, which she called Eggy, she had it with her all the time. And eventually, I mean, I had to fold it and put it in one of those bags and wash it carefully, but it was totally threadbare.
Yeah, so And the other thing, your drains. I know Mary Jane loves talking about drains. Time to, have you done your drains? If you haven't done your drains, maybe do your drains, because now that everything's closed up, your drains affect you, your children, your pets.
And that's with baking soda, a fourth a cup of baking soda and two or three cups of white vinegar. And you put it down your drains, and the drains that are always worse are your tub and shower. So you might want to repeat that every day for a few days for that if you've never done them, and get them done correctly, because that'll give you the most grief with the backup of the gases in the house. So when you do those things, and then just do your basic household, think about what's going on in your house and clean out your refrigerator. You're talking about keep your immune system healthy. Clean out your refrigerator every couple of months and make sure you use you could use the vinegar, which is a disinfectant, and get rid of all the old stuff in there. So
another
just some
thing,
basic things to keep you healthy.
Have you checked your shower curtain lately? Your shower curtain liner. I thought mine was pretty good, and then I took a good look at it, and that baby came down and went in the trash. So you just want to check that shower curtain liner.
Right, because all those things are, you know, they create mold and mildew, and then you breathe in those fumes, and it makes you sick. So just take a checklist, go around your house, look and see what's going on, and do a fall cleaning.
Fall cleaning, because we all know holidays are coming up, and when the holidays are here, lots of company, lots of parties, so we all know we're going to be getting that fall cleaning done rather quickly.
Right. So again, those are just little tips for this time of year, because again, so many people have talked about what's going on in their house and the air they're breathing in that affects their health, and they feel like, I mean, I can't tell you how many people came in that thought they were getting colds, congested, feeling sore throat. And a lot of that comes from what's going on in their house, and just cleaning up their environment would make a difference.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yes!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9255. 972-5366.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so. And what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the Light Beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live. Now, big bang, boogie, get that kitty little noogie in a nice, nice little shave. I gave Susie a little pat up on the booty and she turned around and said, walk this way. I was born. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jo Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Just love the music Benny plays.
I kind of chose the wrong part of the song, but it still, I guess, kind of worked in a sense.
It did. I mean, it kind of gets us all cheer dancing here in the studio.
Yeah, exactly. And the song's
like
entitled Fireball, so maybe we need to, like, heat up our own body and kick out those bad juju stuff in there, right?
There you go.
Clean those drains out. Throw some fire down there, I guess. I don't know.
Get a little excitement in that house.
Get our mojo going.
Get the energy moving.
Woo, okay.
All right.
Now that
it's going.
We're ready.
Everything's going out the door.
So you were speaking of some of your clients have recently come in and runny noses, coughing, sore throats.
They're thinking they have the colds, you know, the colds and flu going around, but a lot of it is actually your environment. Yes, there are colds and flu going around, but if you remember to clean up your environment, get rid of, like, anything around your house that's dusty is going to affect you, like allergies. Make sure that you're not using any, softener in your detergent, the dryer sheets, because those are all chemicals. It's looking at chemicals that you might be using that could be affecting your health also.
And time to disinfect your light switches. And y'all know the children are back in school. Germs are everywhere.
And you could even use the white vinegar for that. White vinegar is a disinfectant. You could put it in a spray bottle with water and do everything that you can at home so that the kids get clean. They're not exposed to bad stuff when they're out and then when they're home. Especially their think about their pillows and, the blankets, the bedding, and sanitize that. And then the
refrigerator door. Everybody's grabbing the refrigerator door. And I have to say, the vinegar, fabulous for cleaning your stainless steel appliances. It's the best I've ever used.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes them look brand new. And then if you want to shine them up after that, you use a little bit of straight olive oil. I swear to God, the stainless steel appliances in the house look fantastic, and they stay fantastic for a long period of time without all those fingerprints.
And it's a spot that's got a lot of bacteria and germs on it. So that, absolutely. So, yes, so it's about keeping, doing a checklist of your house and look checklist of your emotions, see what's going on with you, what's keeping you from being the best you could be, and just make your list.
Those lists are important, and I know we've talked about your lists all the time. I mean, start today and add to it each and every day. And when you have that that self-talk, which we all have, and we have it numerous times throughout the day, you have to catch yourself and say, okay, I hear it. However, that doesn't apply to me. That's not what I want. I'm moving forward.
And also, if you're the person that says, well, I do everything I can, and I try my best to eat what I can, and nothing changes. I feel the same. Well, I can guarantee that you probably are not doing everything that you can, and you're still keeping some of those old habits, and your own emotions are keeping you stuck. So that's a big issue right there. When you're not changing, and say you're doing other programs, you're doing a food program, you're doing even emotional work. If you're doing certain work and nothing's changing, you're not hitting what the source is, what the real root cause is, and looking. You either don't know what it is, or you're not willing to deal with it.
As Dr. Phil always says, how's that working for you? If it's not working for you, then it's time to change and find something that is working for you. I know a lot of people who have gone to a certain health practitioner, and they've been going for like, you know, a year, year and a half, and you ask how they are, and they're like, well, I'm the same. I'm a little bit better. Well, my thing would be, after a year and a half, I want to be much better than just a little better. So maybe it's time to do something different, seek out someone else, try something different.
Sometimes certain people aren't the right people for you. You know, you have to find who is going to be that right person to take you where you want to go. And it's just, don't waste too much time if it's not working. There are so many wonderful options out there that you have many choices to reach your goal and do what your life desire is.
Right. So you've got the EFT, isn't that the
emotional freedom technique?
The tapping technique, which if you don't know about it, you can do some research on the internet.
It's all over the internet. Yeah,
but
there's all kinds of YouTube.
It's quick, it's simple, it's easy to do. You can do it in 30 seconds or less. And if you go to a practitioner, they'll teach you, or they should teach you how to do it yourself.
Or they'll do it. They'll help you.
They'll help you.
Help you process it.
Yeah, they'll guide you through it. But then they should also teach you how to get through certain situations on your own if you don't go back and see them again right away. So.
But often with that, people say, well, I could do it on myself. Well, you can't always do it yourself. Sometimes you need help to be able to
get started,
be a little more objective, to help you tap into what's really going on. And that's what makes a big difference. So if you're doing it yourself and you're not getting the results, you may need some help.
Yeah, we all need help one way or another. And if you're having those health issues, you're having some emotional issues, give Mary Jane a call. I'm not just saying that because she's my mom, but she is fantastic at what she does. And I've remained healthy, the healthiest I've ever been. And she teaches you what you need to do down the line to stay healthy. And that's the great thing about her. She's your team member in getting you to where you want to be. So give her office a call. It's 888-777-4232. Rhonda doesn't answer the phone. Don't panic. I mean, she's on the other line or helping a client of Mary Jane. So leave a message and she'll call you back. But again, you don't have to live in Washington. Anywhere in the United States, she's able to help you over the phone.
So know that you can change who you are and step into your power by just looking at what's going on in your life. And that's what the universe is asking of you. And so don't be afraid. Know that you deserve the best and you are the best.
Get your list going. You have to get two lists going. You have to get your I am list going. Actually, three. Your I am list, what you want, and letting go, whether you're feuding with a family member, be anything, anything.
Taking care of people.
Yeah, get your letting go letter done. Get your I am statements, add to it each and every day. And then get what you want and be specific about what you want in your future. And you'll be amazed and surprised.
Yeah, and light a candle when you do that. And it's perfect. It's perfect homework, Nancy.
Thank you very much, Mary Jane. It's just a reminder I need to go home and do some of my homework. Because even, you know...
You have to refresh it all the time.
Exactly.
It's never the same.
Even those, you know, even though we all know what we're supposed to do, sometimes even I forget to do that homework. Okay, Mary Jane, any final words?
Enjoy this fall weather. Stay safe. Stay safe. Take care of yourself and be good. And also compliment other people. Look for the good in people and catch yourself and watch yourself talk.
Okay.
Make it right.
All right. I would like to say go Seahawks this weekend. And, of course, go Seattle Thunderbirds. I'm a big hockey fan. And most important, go Cubs, hometown team. So thank you all for listening. Thanks, Benny, for all that you do. This is the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will see you next month.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KVRQ 98.9 HD3 Seattle.